Thank you. Now, there's a couple days out of the year that's nothing to brag about, living by the dairy, but for the most part, we really love it. This is a poem I usually end with, but in light of this week's events, I'd like to ask you, if you're not too shy, to just hold hands with the guy next to you. And this is a poem I wrote for hands, in praise of hands, that they are slaves, that each tendon's a rope and the knuckles are pulleys, that their white bones line up like pieces of broken chalk. They are bound by flesh as leather around a Bible, that they dance and write in air the story of what is lost and what is gained, that they are soldiers cut and bleeding, a link to the heart's kingdom, that they are so beautiful a moon has landed on each finger, that they are trained for harps and hired for murder, that the cuticles are shaped like soft horseshoes. They contain rivers. That the ring finger's shyness suffers when gripped by the powerful. That the palm yields to blisters and wears the calloused rags of repetition. That they struggle because of their great strength. That they are mythical with their lifeline's hieroglyphics. They are able to heal themselves. That they know what it means to draw the water and work without pay. That they will hide our eyes and pray for our sins. That they may lift the hammer and lead our bodies to grace. That they will make a print like no other until they wave goodbye. Thanks. Anybody can stand up and read your poetry, but I'd like to tell you a little bit where that poem came from. My husband and I went to the theater one night to see The Grapes of Wrath, and Dave has arthritis, and his hands were so swollen that night that he couldn't clap. And I just kept looking at his hands and thinking what they'd done for our lives. So that's how that poem came. And I'm going to read a little poem. This is a chapbook that came out at the end of 2014, and I hit a little bump in the road with my health and didn't get to get this little baby ushered into the world very good. So this is about the earliest people on the planet, I think, and I don't know where the poems, they just come, you receive them, you write them. Early farming woman, this is not the rainy season. Across the river, we eye each other, the dark-skinned man, a bloody lamb slung over his spear. Me with a basket of seeds, my three children hungry. Near our village, water holes shrunk to puddles, game driven off, bones, bones everywhere. 4 moons ago, my man went with the others, following the scent of rain. He fell out of a tree. The wind left his body. I have his arrows, a sliver of flint, his right ear braided in my hair. We live on land that no one wants. The men hunt, the women gather. From stalks, I strip the grain with my bare hands. They are rough as bark and seldom suffer. The man speaks, and it is the sound of mourning birds. My children wave to him and point to his lamb. I am tired of dry seeds and praying for the clouds to tell their story. I've had my fill of beatings, carrying the elders' water in clay vessels. Whatever this man wants, I will give him, and my children will eat. Tonight they will sleep and dream. First of all, I want to say something, that I am very, very grateful for Larry Smith. Very grateful for the work that he publishes, And he's been a very good friend to me and my work for 21 years. And a lot of marriages don't last that long. So I'm just saying, yeah. In 1995, I had a book that I wrote about the out-migration, which my family was part of. And my dad was a coal miner in West Virginia, and that seam of coal played out. His brother went first, got a job in the steel mill, so we followed. So I wrote about that out-migration and what it was like for us. Well, that book went around for 9 years and was submitted 27 times, and 4 times it was a finalist. So that means you're in the top 10, and you get a very nice letter from the editor, I mean, who really does wish he could publish all 10 of those books, but you know how small presses are, barely hanging on. So in that 9 years, I made the book, I thought, better all the time, because I learned more about the craft of writing. And universally, we all know about displacement, right? Every person in this room, you know. So thanks, Larry, again, for all that. So this is my most recent a book about, this is just like a life review. I think every book is a life review. So I'm going to read, I'll start with some of this, the poems about the living by the farm. I feel really bad for Emily because she looked out at the graveyard all the time. That was a bummer. But living by the farm, you get to see everything, but you don't have to worry if it's raining or, you know, if it's too dry or if the seed that they plant, you know, soldier was not good, whatever. So anyway, this is for the gulls in the cornfield. All of their wings are bruised, and with their coats blown open, my husband says they are young boys running home from school, hurrying to throw down their books and grab a fistful of cookies, gulp milk from a jug. His eyes are worse than mine. Far from the ocean and caught now in hay bracken, they seem to search for a map, any compass to point them back. There appears no captain, just rowdy sailors milling about the great basin of my neighbor's cornfield. They pitch and swagger, screech and scream into each other's face. And while no punches land, it makes me think they drank last night. Still, I have seen them in their dress whites, loved them when they are not so manic. Watch them rise and fan out a lace tablecloth blowing easy on the line. Without partners, they have learned to waltz. Against a blackboard of winter trees, bodies take the shapes of letters. A lonely, crazy alphabet, a language only the homeless know. Mom, please send socks. Dad, did you find me a transmission? What? You want to date other guys? The mail's so slow, they just keep writing. A great mystery, their suspension mid-air, how we both landed next to barns and calves, far from any warm sea breeze, salty taste of waves. No wonder they cry. my husband and I have been married 46 years. So that's a lot of right. you know, but marriage is not easy, right? I mean, if anybody tells you that, they're just lying. And so anyway, this is the opening poem for the book. That's, you know, like the little pre-opening, and this is like the real truth of the story, sort of the oxen. We went to our wagon, two orphans reaching for the nuns, starved for sweetness. Born again in those covers where we slept closer than spoons in a drawer, our backs turned away from knives. Still, we bought a saw, stacks of wood, stuff to fix walls. And how many board feet of maple, pine, oak did I catch on the back side of its teeth? Shavings dancing like fireflies in our hair. incense of heartwood, lulling us careless, making us unafraid. But able blades more than once caught us both. 40 years, hulls of empty bandage boxes, blood puddles leading us up the stairs. The blue plates we threw at each other, the one stamped, "I don't love you anymore." We swept them up, buried them on the trail, and soft gauze bound our eyes, hands to shoulders, we staggered through coiled dark. Now, many good doctors, pills, any pain you cannot bear, I will carry until we become the light. I always go crazy when people do this, but here's a poem I wrote in the center of the book is the poems for the children. We had two kids. If you want, I could show you the scars, but this is one homeroom poet mom for the second graders, Catholic Elementary, 1989. This was before we had the school shootings, and if you said you just want to go do workshops with the kids, they'd just let you right in. They were so glad, and so you could just come and do workshops all the time. I did it because Sister Marilyn said I could, because we both saw the blindness of Pac-Man, the quiet lesson of eating others who don't look like us. I did it because after we learned the letters, someday somebody writes F on our paper. Because when they don't get our pink trees with blue apples, they'll point and giggle. "Mom, you hung my Mayflower upside down." For voice, I did it. Because one day I knew they'd be called upon to write the world's mistakes. I did it because I knew the magic sweet potato rooting its vine in water was a band-aid on childhood's sinking ship. And by the time we see the iceberg, well, you know the rest. I did it because Stephanie's mom has hair like brown shoelaces, and Kevin's grandpa's kiss tastes like a popsicle. And when Brandy's dad hugs her, I feel like I'm flying. I did it so when the big grid fails, the power's out, they'd be able to find their way to their own cupboards, feed themselves and others with whatever wheat's in the pantry. I did it because not everybody lives at Ozzie and Harriet's. And at least in the second grade, policemen can still be our friends. I did it because we are paper dolls. Terrible and wonderful hands bend us, then throw us away. I did it because that's my daughter chewing her pencil in row 3. And in a creek, my feet sink. As an act of contrition, I did it for all the sins of my life.